Okay, let's get cracking. Today we're going to be continuing in the 8th parak of Maseches Trumos. Today we're going to be learning parak Ches Mishnah Vav and parak Ches Mishnah Zayin. The previous two Mishnayos we learned were introducing us to the halacha of Mayim Megulin, of when you leave liquids uncovered for a certain period of time, you're not allowed to drink them, you gotta pour them out, because we were concerned that perhaps when you weren't looking, the venomous snake might have came in to drink the liquid and left some dangerous venom there that could potentially, God forbid, kill the person drinking it. Now in Parak Vav, we're going to be discussing not liquids that might have come into contact with venomous liquid from an animal, but we're discussing food, and when might you have to throw out and discard various types of produce because they might have been affected negatively by the venom of a snake. Says the Mishnah, Nikure te'enim, if there were holes that you find in various figs that you're concerned perhaps came from a snake bite, ve'anavim, or punctured grapes, v'kishuin, or cucumbers, v'adluim, gourds, v'avtachim, v'avtichim, melons, v'hamalafafonos, or kirby cucumbers, any of these types of fruits or produce that have these punctures in them that we're concerned. Maybe a snake punctured this and left some venom, left some poison inside of this item is prohibited. You're not allowed to eat such items. Afilu heim kikar, even if they're so big that they weigh a kikar. Echad gadol v'echad katan. Now this literally means whether it's big or whether it's small. But as the Tosfos Yontif points out, we just said afilu heim kikar, even if they're so big that they weigh a kikar. So then the Mishnah wouldn't repeat the exact same thing and say whether it's big or whether it's small. And for that reason, the Tosfos Yontif actually points out that the Rambam, when codifying, when writing down the Talacha, leaves out this line of echad gadol v'echad katan, because we just said even if it weighs a kikar, then it's still in this halacha. Still included in the halacha of this venomous type of a snake. However, the Tiferes Yisrael points out that when the Mishnah says echad gadol v'echad katan, it's not referring to the size of the food. It's referring to the size of the hole, and it says echad gadol v'echad katan, whether it's a big hole, whether it's a small hole, the halacha still applies to that food. Continues in the Mishnah, echad talush v'echad mechuber, whether the food is still attached to the ground, whether it's disconnected from the ground, v'echad mechuber, whether it's still connected, still attached to the ground, the halacha still applies. And if there's this puncture in the food, you would not be allowed to eat it because we're concerned that there's venom inside. Continues the Mishnah, kol sheyesh bo lecha aser, any fruit or any food that has liquid that's still inside of it is prohibited, because the assumption is that if there's liquid, that's where the snake went, that's where the venomous creature went and potentially left its venom, as the Bartanura points out. But it wouldn't, let's say, apply to a cake or a cookie that has a little hole in it, because there's snakes don't go into such dry foods. So it really only applies to these types of food, where there's juice in the melon, there's juice in the grapes, in the cucumbers, in the figs, and so on. That's where this halacha would apply. Finishing off the Mishnah, Uneshuchas hanachash asura mipnei sakonas nefashos. And an animal that was bitten by a snake, but was killed via shechita, right? If it's killed by a snake, then it's considered to be a nevela, in which case you're not allowed to eat it. But let's say we shecht an animal properly, and once we shecht the animal, we find that there was a snake, it had a snake bite on it as well. Says the Mishnah that it's asura, that it's prohibited to eat such a food, mipnei sakonas nefashos, because it's dangerous, because we're nervous that perhaps the venom is still in that food, and therefore if you're going to then prepare that food for eating, then we're concerned that, God forbid, you might come to consume the venom, which obviously we do not want. Now we're continuing the Perek Ches, Mishnah Zayin, very short Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Hamashmeres shel yayin asura mishum giloy. When it comes to wine that was left uncovered, but now let's say it's strained, they put the wine through a strainer, says the Mishnah, it's still usher because it was left uncovered. We're still concerned that the venom, says this, the first opinion in the Mishnah, we're still concerned that the venom affected the wine and is poisonous for anyone to consume. However, finished off the Mishnah, Rabbi Nechemiah Matir. Rabbi Nechemya permitted such wine because he holds that strainers would filter out the venom, that strainers would filter out the poison, and therefore Rabbi Nechemya is of the opinion that a strainer would allow uncovered wine to still be consumable and not dangerous. But as the Bar Tanura points out, we do not follow the opinion of Rabbi Nechemya, namely Mayim Negulim, the wine, for example, that would be strained would still be included in this prohibition of a venom that might be in a liquid. Quick review: Perek Ches Mishnah Vav discussed the fact that if there are holes in various food, whether there's a fig, a grape, and so on, cucumbers, gourds, melons, etc., that have some sort of a liquid inside of them, even if they're big, even if the hole's big or small, even if whether they're detached from the ground or attached from the ground, there's still a prohibition of eating them because we're concerned that this puncture came from a venomous animal, from a venomous snake that punctured it with its venom. And then the Mishnah concluded by saying that if there's an animal that you, God forbid, that was bitten by a snake, and you shecht it, you can't consume that animal because we're concerned, once again, that the venom inside the animal is still there and is therefore dangerous to be consumed. And then Parachas Mishnah Zayin quoted a machlokas regarding wine that was left uncovered but strained. It was a machlokas between the Tanakama and the one hand and Rabbi Nechemya. On the other hand, according to the Tanakama, wine that's strained is still prohibited if it was left uncovered because the venom is not strained out of the wine, it's still a problem. But Rabbi Nechemya disagrees and says no, that if the wine goes to a strainer, the wine would be considered permissible because the strainer will strain out the wine, but we pass like the Tanakama, namely wine that is strained is still prohibited due to Mayim Negulim. Have a great day.